all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Stephen Leng.
How are you doing, Stephen Leng?
I am all right, Bobby Norris. Apart from, I feel like every week I come in with a problem.
Oh, what's your problem this week?
My new one. Started running again. Great. Yep. Right.
Amazing.
I'm not drinking at the moment. I'm trying to like get, you know, well, I've messed my hip up.
Oh,
so
no.
Up and downstairs, I'm like an old decrepit man.
You're hobbling.
Yeah. Not good.
So how did you do it? Do you think just
no
by
idea.
Going 2 hours, balls deep on the run?
Must have done. Maybe I need new trainers or something because I felt fine. So it was on Tuesday. Felt fine straight after run. And then this morning woke up and I nearly fell out of bed. It was like a comedy sketch. Like, you know, I stood on my leg and I was like, ugh.
And you've got to be careful with your hip when you're running, ain't you?
I know.
It's a bad one to injure.
I've got Eamon Holmes in my head.
Oh, bless him. We love a bit of Eamon.
Yeah, me too. But like he's obviously got bad hips and knees and all that. And you're like, oh, God, I hope this is not... You know, I'm 38 soon. Like, is this it now?
Time for a replacement.
There is something weird about it, though. It's like getting older or something and suddenly you start to feel those things a bit more, don't you?
When did it happen?
What, when did the hip...
No, I just mean when did it happen to us getting older?
Yeah.
Do you know, I think you really notice it as well. And I think when you're a kid, you notice people doing it. You're like, oh, my God, I'll never be like that. It's when you make a noise getting out of a chair. Do you know what I mean? You go, ooh. And then you're like, why am I making a noise just getting out of an armchair or off the sofa?
Have you ever hurt yourself like at the gym or anything?
Obviously,
you're down there quite a bit.
Yeah, I've hurt myself a few times. And it's one of the things you've got to be so careful because you can't risk injuring yourself harder.
Exactly, yeah.
And especially if like you're in the gym and like shoulder and back, I think there's certain ones which actually you don't really think about it, but when your back's not right, it messes everything up because you can't use your back for everything.
Yeah, right.
And your head wants to go harder, but you think, actually, if I go too hard...
You can mess it up for good.
Yeah, and then you're going to end up like sitting out like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and you don't want to do that. So, easy does it, Stephen, easy does it. How are you feeling today, though, all right?
I mean, I'm
here.
You got
up the stairs, all right?
I just went to the loo before the show, and I was like, I was holding on to both handlebars coming up. It was a bit embarrassing, but we live, we move.
We live, we move. And guys, so Steve's, what's it called, Elements... Ailments. Steve's ailments aside, as always, guys, you know we're in for an amazing evening and a jam-packed show. So we're, of course, always going to bring you the showbiz news because we live for the gossip. Plus, we've got two amazing guests. So we've got Love Island's Ella Barnes and we've got celebrity hairdresser James Johnson.
Fabulous.
So it's going to be a great little show.
We need some tips.
I like your hair at the minute.
Oh, thanks, babes.
Like it, babes. You're rocking it. So, as always, we want to start with a little bit of showbiz news.
Plenty
what
of
showbiz
it.
Showbiz stories caught your eye? There is plenty of it, you're right.
Well, I mean, we've had Meghan Markle back on the scene, right? She's kind of been in hiding, it seems, for a little while.
She has. Until she got packed with her little patch on a couple of weeks ago, didn't she?
That's true, but you haven't seen her at sort of like a public event.
No, she's on the DL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she has joined Prince Harry in Germany for the Invictus Games, which, for anyone that doesn't know, is his sort of initiative that he set up for injured servicemen from around the world to come together and compete. And she's turned up there. Apparently she had a... from California, she had a 90-minute stopover in Heathrow. So she was in the UK briefly, guys.
She touched down in London town for 90 minutes.
Yeah, and then she was straight on to Germany where she gave a little speech. And actually, Harry was here over the weekend just before the anniversary of the Queen's death, but apparently didn't see any of the family.
So, yeah, are we at a stage, are we surprised? I know a lot of people, she's very rarely been in the UK since, has she?
Only
since
for the
Freedom Flight.
I think for the Queen's funeral and that was it.
And I
maybe.
Think, yeah.
Maybe straight after.
And she's over it.
Yeah.
So, like you say, she touched down. She's done 90 minutes in Heathrow. I don't think she left the airport, though, did she?
I don't know if she
left the tarmac.
No, I don't even think so. She got out of the plane. It was probably just a refuel.
Onto the next plane.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, are they going to see the family? But, I mean, obviously, we don't know the ins and outs behind closed doors, but from what we get to know, I don't think it's all hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm.
But until someone reaches out, it's one of them things, at what point will they ever... The longer you leave it, I don't know where this kind of ends now, because when people hold on to the past, and again, as we say, we don't know the ins and outs, although there's been documentaries and books and all sorts, we kind of do know a lot.
We don't know the royal family side of it. We only know Harry and Meghan.
I'd love to know Kate and Will's. But I don't think they're going to do a Netflix. I'd love it.
Can't see it happening. No.
Can't see it happening. But some people can't ever heal from the past. And I think the lovely thing, like the ideal world, is everyone would love families to get on. But in so not many realistic walks of life, every family has its thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And as sad as it is, I'm not shocked they didn't like make contact.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I saw, it was last week, wasn't it, the Queen's anniversary?
Yeah, Friday.
And no one from the royal family had spoke about the anniversary, I think, publicly.
Mm.
But then Harry had done a speech the night before, he was at an event or something.
The World
and he
Child
had touched
Awards
upon it, yeah. And then that upset a few people and ruffled a few feathers. They was like, look at him, he's always jumping on it. He's going to be the first to talk about it. But it's an odd one, isn't it? Would you like to see the brothers at least make up?
Yeah, I think maybe there's a little bit too much water under the bridge at this point. If Harry said a little bit too much, you know, revealing that Will had him and had a punch up and
broke
all
his
sorts.
Lovely necklace.
Yeah, broke his dog bowl as well.
Yeah, fucking terrible day. Broken necklace, broken dog bowl.
Yeah,
how'd you get over it?
I feel like I can't see it happening. But then at the same time, there are all these sort of rumours and stories that Harry does want to sort of reach out, and they haven't. Well, now that they've done Spare, Harry's book, and they've done their interviews and that, there seems to have been a sort of line drawn in the sand, and they're not speaking about it anymore.
No.
Now we've got Meghan in Dusseldorf in Germany, and I imagine we'll be seeing quite a lot of her over the next few days. Apparently, the reason she said she was a bit late to the show was because she was sorting milkshakes for the children. And I was like, that's not very relatable, is it? Because if the average person misses their flight because they're making milkshakes for their kids, you're in trouble. Yeah. You're having to rebook those flights. And I thought, well, I see what you're doing there. You're trying to make everyone, you know, you're doing a great job as a mum and all that, but just a little bit on the nose, I think. But anyway, we'll be seeing more of her.
Yeah, and it's funny. I know we've spoke about this a lot over the last few years. But I do think in terms of, and I think especially when it was even announced they was going to do a documentary, and it was first like written about in the media, like they're going to do a reality show, which, although it's a documentary, it kind of was a fly on the wall. So we did have like a reality-esque side to it.
Saw them in their chicken coop in their
garden. We saw a lot. They spilt some tea. They definitely spilt some tea. But I remember saying that I feel like, which is the weird thing, everyone knows them globally, like royalty. So in a way, that's like celebrity, but that's bigger than celebrity. Mm. But the route they kind of started to go, and I was like, I think they're going to just become celebrities. And I think very much, especially Meghan, in terms of like when we're seeing, like I know she went to Beyonce twice, and we're seeing that kind of stuff, and like the pap stuff, which actually, where a lot of people, of course, royalty, like when they do certain engagements, that's part of the parcel, like when you're in the UK, but you never see Kate going up to the primary school with the kids, you know what I mean? Like,
only on the first day.
On the first day, but it's kind of an agreed photo, what I mean? And they're quite good at putting them photos out. I think the media's got a lot better, especially since Diana's day, where we don't hound royalties.
It's legal now. It's a legal requirement.
Yeah, you can't even really get in a car and chase a celebrity down the like how you back in the day.
Well, you say that, but then did you see when Harry and Meghan did get chased in New York? So that's a rule in this country, but in America it's very different.
Yeah, in the UK it's very different, isn't it? But America, it's like,
all bets are off.
All bets are off when it comes to that. So it's one of them that I do think they've definitely kind of gone down that celeb route, which is, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because I think the privacy side of it, as everyone's always said, like when you go to America, you don't really get that, especially when you step into celebrity world.
Mm.
But obviously what Harry does with the Invictus Games is
incredible. Yeah, really commendable, yeah. And I'm from a service family. My dad was in the Navy, so I know how these sort of things work. It is really good what he's done there.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that people, in terms of seeing that side of it, because I think they have had a hard ride of it, and everyone's got their opinions like when it comes to the books and the shows and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But it's kind of the one thing that we've seen for a little while that's commended. Do you know what I mean? We like, actually, that's, people take their hat off to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, watch this space. Who knows? She done a little photo with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, I saw that. Beyonce. Yeah.
Didn't get a photo with B. Got her with Kel.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. I've got a photo with Kelly Rowland. I interviewed her.
Meghan Markle in here. He's the Meghan Markle of food bar, is our Steve.
I interviewed her when she was Next Factor judge. Yeah, she was lovely. And it was a very plush hotel suite.
I even love Michelle. I know she gets shaded all the time.
Oh, I like Michelle, yeah.
No shade here for any of the girls.
Nah, definitely not. Wait, we've talked at length now about Harry and Meghan. What's caught your eye?
It has been a really, really busy week. So, I mean, we've got to touch upon it as like the king or queen, depending on what you want to say on social, of reality. Big Brother, it's coming back, ITV.
Yeah.
And so it's launching the 8th of October.
Yeah.
And as we know, it's going to air on ITV2. So ITV is going to be the new home for it. Mm-hmm. So it started off on Channel 4, then it's gone to 5. Now ITV are giving it a new home. So it's going to air every night on ITV2. But the launch night is also going to air on ITV, which I think is a very clever move for ITV.
I agree.
Because there might still be a certain demographic, like in terms of ITV's channels, and actually a lot of digital channels that everyone has, like your E4s and all them kind of things, your BBC3s, they're always certain kind of demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be people that watch ITV, obviously, that don't watch ITV too.
Yeah.
So very clever move to put it out there.
Yeah.
I'm personally excited to see how it's shot and how it's going to be, because I kind of want back to basics, like the original Channel 4 days. But I'm also very aware, as someone that's done reality TV for a decade, that people feeding chickens and painting the walls with their bodies in clay isn't going to cut it on TV anymore.
Yeah.
So on TV, I think they're kind of, they've got a little bit of a, it's a funny one, I don't know how they're going to play it.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see it as well. I'll definitely be tuning in. I saw today, actually, the first pictures of the house being built not far from here, actually, in North London.
Yeah. It looks very small, the garden. I know Elstree was always small, but this looks tiny.
Teeny tiny. But yeah, I mean, I think what you said about it going back to basics, I think is true, right? So they're not planning on getting any sort of influencers or anything like that.
We don't want no famous.
But then I don't know how they're coming across these people then, because people are going to have to apply.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like they're just walking around on the street being, well, maybe they have for some people. So I'm intrigued to see. I hope they have a mix of ages and ethnicities and sexualities and all sorts. And I do hope that it sort of brings that social experiment aspect that it began as, and that it definitely didn't end as. It ended as just like, I always found towards the end, Big Brother was like, it was just never-ending deception, right? So it's like, they haven't really left. They're in a secret house, and then they've heard everything. And I actually kind of found, in the end, it was like, well, you can't believe anything that ever happened. It's like,
always living on your last nerve. As
you saw, I remember when Patsy Kensit was in it, who she was just like,
she was pulling her easy locks out, I think, from lunch night, wasn't she?
She wanted to fuck off straight away. Obviously that's the celebrity version. We don't know if they're bringing that back yet, but I do think AJ Adudu and Will Best are going to be great presenters. They're great presenters anyway.
Absolutely.
I'm keen to see what they bring to the table.
I think it would be strange if ITV don't jump on a celeb Big Brother. I guess they've probably got to gauge how this goes out, because how long has it been off screen now? It's got to be at least 6 years.
Good question. Definitely pre-pandemic, right? So, I would say 2018, something like that, 5 years.
Yes, it's quite a while. Yeah. So I think sometimes it's nice to rest things, because I think there's now a want for it and a thirst for it.
Yeah.
And also a lot of people, especially our generation, it's like that was the first ever reality show.
Yeah, yeah. I remember thinking when I saw the first, it was 2000, so I was 15, and I was on holiday in Scotland with my family, and it was when Nasty Nick was and I remember being like, we have to get to the hotel by like whatever time it was on, because I need to see what happens. And this was before you could like sort of look on the mail online or whatever.
But look back now, if someone like in 2023, if someone was on a reality show and was writing notes and just putting down people's names, can you imagine, like, because this was front page news, there was helicopters, he was getting, death threats is quite common for people on reality TV now, unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. But that was like, you would have thought this was like a dictator scandal. Someone had pulled a bob. Like this was like fucking huge. But looking back now, 23 years later, the geezer was literally just opening his suitcase and getting a piece of paper out with
contraband
Anna written on. Or do you know what I mean? Or like Craig.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. So I'm excited to see how it goes. And as I say, I think it's going to be a hard one to kind of juggle. I'd like the back to basics. I think it's going to be hard to windle out the people that don't kind of want a career off the back of it.
Well, and also I kind of think fair enough, if you're doing a reality show, it's unlikely that you're going to just want to just do it and then fade into the background and go back to your normal job, because you've seen a different side
and
of
I ain't knocking people from reality shows trying to get a career in the media. But I don't want it, because I think as years went on, and this ain't no shade to Channel 5, love Channel 5, but I just think how that the nature of TV at the time, and that the time that Big Brother had been on, people definitely saw that as like a foot in a door. So it was I almost think people wanted that, kind of, which I think we see with certain dating shows now, where I question how many people, or not how many, but does 100% of the contestants want love, or do they want the blue tick? But I will be watching. We'll be talking about it.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. What about you, Mr. Leng? Well, what's next up?
You were talking about reality shows there, and there have been some new ones, some new Love Island versions that have been announced, which is interesting. So there's Love Island All Stars, which is coming to ITV2. God, ITV2 really should be sponsoring us. and the Love Island Games, which is on Peacock, which is an American broadcaster, I believe. And
it's like a streaming service, isn't
it? Yeah, so, and Maya Jammer will be hosting both shows. And it's basically, I guess, a way of diversifying Love Island away from just what we know it to be. So, we're going to get an All Stars. I've actually heard about some contestants that are in it, but it's under wraps at the moment. But the Love Island Games, I don't know.
I'm not allowed to say. So I've heard Curtis is doing it.
Curtis Pritchard?
I've heard.
Right.
Yeah. Who else have I heard doing it? Who have you heard?
I'll get in trouble.
Allegedly, I'm not confirming Curtis Pritchard's doing it, but I'm only going by what I've seen in the press and rumour mill.
Yeah, fair. And same, mostly. But I think, like, there is, like, I can see why they're doing that, because it's, they've people that have already got established fan bases and,
And this time they'll be getting a check off the back of it as well, which is always nice.
Of course.
Bit of cold hard cash on a Friday night at the end of your shift.
But I'm intrigued with the games, the Love Island games, because that will bring people from all the international versions. I know there's the Australian one's quite popular, isn't it? Mm. And there's an American one.
But when they say games, do we mean like the Olympics?
In my mind, it's like, you know...
Are we going to see people with javelins and the shot put?
Oh, God.
In the villa?
Hopefully they're not wearing their, like, the girls aren't wearing their stilettos and then running with a javelin. But I don't know. I imagine it to be like the games, you know, on ITV.
So
maybe like swimming and sort of doing different like competitions. And do you know what? People from Love Island are probably ideal for that, because they're always working out I reckon it'll be quite an interesting watch.
Absolutely. Well, good week for showbiz news.
Indeed.
So, guys, we're going to park that to one side. And as I said at the top of the show, we've got two amazing guests. So we're going to start with Love Island's Ella Barnes. We're going to go to a little trail and we'll be back in two.
FUBAR Radio presents Access All Areas.
We have the absolute icon, legend, Janice Dickinson.
I'm here.
Do you still enjoy doing reality shows, or do you now see it as more of like a part of your job that you like have to do?
I do really enjoy it. I don't enjoy the actuality of eating fish eyeballs.
Well, yeah, there's that side to Amazon.
Or vagina of cow.
Yeah. But you do like the sort of social side, do you? Like just the
social side was fantastic. Just getting to know people and sleeping with people and eating with people when we didn't really have enough food.
This week we have Natalie Balmain, winner of Channel 4's Make Me a Prime Minister. We do have a serious problem with the standard of our public servants and the behaviour they display both in office and in ministerial office, no?
Absolutely, 100%. We're an embarrassment.
Yeah.
We're a nation that once purported to be world leaders. But now with the people we have in charge, we can't even lead ourselves.
Well, we are leading the world in terms of idiots and clowns in office, I think.
Please do.
Remember back in the day when it used to be
like fashionable, or it was the thing to do when you'd go on Facebook. Yeah, and you'd be like, "Hello, I'm like in a relationship." What was the other one? It was it's complicated. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, it's in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Or it's complicated. But then what it used to do, it used to pop up on the feed. So you'd be sitting there.
Yeah.
And then in your feed, it would be, I don't know, Jess, whoever is now single. So you'd like that one. Or poke them. Did you poke them? And then you'd give them a little poke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give a little virtual poke.
Yeah.
Just to go, I see you're single now, babe.
Yeah.
Facebook were great, weren't it?
You're listening to Foodbar Radio.
Foodbar Radio.
Foodbar Radio.
Foodbar Radio.
Foodbar Radio.
Just in case you're here, it's Foodbar Radio, and we are live on Access All Areas. And me and Stephen are joined by the lovely Ella Barnes from Love Island. Ella, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Thanks, but you look stunning, by the
Glamorous.
Way.
Glamorous.
Thank you.
She's had the hair did, lovely little blow dry you've got going on. Look incredible, girl.
I've done this myself.
Oh, well done.
Babe, you blow it well. You blow it well. So how is everything? I know it's all been going on for you, isn't it?
It's all been going on, but I'm great. I'm better than ever.
So I don't know if you've spoke about this publicly yet, but obviously it's you've broken up, haven't you? How's single life? And can you tell us a little bit? Are you happy to talk about what happened?
To be honest with you, I think obviously coming out, when you're in the villa, you're in such a bubble, and then coming out of Love Island, you have such busy lives, like, especially with me and Mitch, obviously we live literally different parts of the country, like 4 hours away. Mitch every weekend has literally got a club appearance for like the next 2 months. And then I'm in events all the time in London. So for us, it's just trying to work it out.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're just both really, really busy. But yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, it's just finding time for each other. And unfortunately, we're just really busy at the moment.
Was it a mutual thing, or who initiated the conversation? Because like I say, especially, it's hard enough in this industry when you're with someone that lives up the road, but you've both got busy diaries going on. But when someone's 4 hours away, it's kind of who initiates that conversation where you're like, you know what, actually, babe, this ain't got to work. We've got to call it a day.
It was mutual. Yeah, it was definitely mutual. We had the conversation. Like, he came down and stayed with me. I went up to Sheffield as well. And then when we both was apart, we kind of just said, like, yeah, it's just not going to work, unfortunately.
Do you think it might have worked if you had have lived a bit closer, if you'd have given it a shot?
No, I don't think so. I think me and Mitch kind of realised that we are very, very different people.
Right.
And... yeah, like I said, in Love Island, you're in a little bubble, but it's only till you get on the outside when you actually know what someone's personality is like. And I think I just don't think it would have worked, to be honest.
Fair.
And babes, I always like to ask people this, and I know it's only been a week, but let's have it right. We know what social's like. So since it's been announced, or that the rumour mill's saying that you and Mitch have broken up, what are the DMs saying? I always want to know, what are the DMs saying, and have you had any blue tick dicks sliding yet?
Oh, so many. Like, I can't
Too DMs much blue tick dick.
The DMs are popping. Like, I can't lie about that. Yeah. The DMs are great right now.
And in terms of the blue tick dick that's sliding in, I won't ask you to say who, but can you give us a few, like, what industry? We're talking reality people, sports people, actors?
A woman never tells, but there's
You can tell a gay. We've got two gays here.
Yeah, we'd be like, right, well, musicians, actors. Yeah, exactly.
I've got them all, babe.
She's got the dick from every industry. Go on, Ella. That's the way to do single life. 7 days in, happy days.
Yeah, totally. What do you, looking back on your Love Island experience, how do you feel about it now?
To be honest, I'm happy with how my Love Island experience went. Like, I do feel like I was myself. Obviously, coming in as the last bombshell, you have to kind of make your mark.
Like quite quickly.
A lot of bombshells that come into Love Island, they say, oh, I'm going to step on somebody's toes. I'm really confident. And I feel like no one actually really does it.
Mm.
So I feel like, for me, I am a confident person. I wanted to go in there and, yeah, be confident. And if I want something, I'll get it. Like, and I feel like I truly did that. And after like the first week after my grafting finished with Mitch, I feel like people really got to know like the real me, how caring I am, and like me helping the other girls. And yeah, so I love my Love Isle experience. I've got no regrets at all. And yeah, it was great. And obviously I made an amazing friendship with Jess as well. So I really cherish that coming out.
And for any of our listeners that might have missed a few episodes or didn't see the series, he was kind of in like a love triangle with Mitch and Abby. How are things with you and Abby? Are you mates?
I've seen Abby out at events. We're okay. I just don't think at the moment we're going to be the best of friends, just because obviously when you are in like a little triangle with a guy and another girl, you're never going to be best friends. I feel like in the villa, me and her were actually really good friends. Like, it was never shown on TV, but behind the scenes we were really, really good. But I just think since coming out, I've seen a lot of things, and yeah, for me, I'm just true to myself. And yeah, if someone's doing other things behind the scenes, then I'm not going to be fake about it. So yeah, we're civil. I see her at events, I've said hello and stuff, but yeah, we're not the bestest of friends.
Could you see Abby and Mitch getting back together now the path's clear?
Personally, I don't. I don't think that would happen. I think both of them are single. DMs are probably popping. So yeah, I don't think, I personally think Abby wouldn't go back there because of what Mitch done to her in the villa. Obviously, yeah, he played both of us and then chose me. So I would think, I'd like to think that she wouldn't go back there. But you never know. You never know in these situations.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because like you say as well, like, living in like the villa, it's almost, even though it's a reality show, it's such a fake world in terms of you won't really live in real life. So you can see how so many couples break up relatively quick, because it's lovely. It's like a holiday romance, isn't it? When you're there, it's probably all lovely. Do you know what I mean? Having like a little sunbathe and a chat, and it's nice.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you're in the villa, you're in, I call it a bubble, because obviously you've got no connection with the outside world. Like in the real world, if I'm dating a guy, I tell my mum about it. I tell my friends. My friends have an opinion and my mum will have an opinion. If a certain situation happened, I'd ask for advice and they would say, Noel, bin him off, or like, that's not correct, or you just deserve better. Whereas in the villa, you have only yourself to think about. So when you do come into real life, when you come out of that bubble, you get other people's opinions and you start to see the real personality of that person, because obviously they're out with their friends. You see how they act when they're not with you and that kind of thing. So yeah, I do think this is like the reason why a lot of couples do not last. But that's not to say people in the villa do find love, because you do. It's so intense. Your feelings in there. Obviously, I was only in there like 2.5 weeks, but spending 24 hours every single day for 2.5 weeks is like 3 months on the outside.
Oh, so probably more than 3 months. If you think about it, like, if he was dating a guy, like, and you went for a couple of hours here and he took you to Nando's or other chicken shops are available, wherever he's took you, you know, I've been Burger King anywhere, do you know what I mean? But you might get a few hours here, a few hours there. But 24 hours over 2.5 weeks is probably about a 7-month relationship. Do you know what I mean? It's full on.
Yeah, it is full on. And like, even when I was in there for like 3 days, I was like, whoa, my feelings, like, I've never experienced this. So yeah, definitely, you can definitely find love. It's just whether you can conquer the outside world with the temptations and everything like that.
Well, speaking of that,
and obviously, yeah, obviously your life's changed as well. So like, it's not like you're coming out the villa and you're just gonna live a normal life. Like, the trust as well has to be there, because you've got this kind of fame now. You're getting recognised. Like, yeah, it's hard.
And also, you're both good looking couple. He's a good looking guy. So you're a lovely looking girl. So even when you're together, and as we know, some people, even if people know you're in a relationship, some people don't give a shit about that. When you were together, what was his DMs saying? Because I'm sure you was getting it as well. Because people actually don't even care. Some people are ruthless. Even if you're in a relationship, they're still sliding in. Was he get a lot of female attention on his DMs?
Yeah, like, the thing is, when I was with Mitch, he was really honest. Like, he would, like, say, oh, this person's messaged me, that person messaged me. So he never, like, kind of, like, hid it. But, yeah, I mean, you know.
Did it surprise you?
When I was with him, I had people DMing me, but I wasn't replying because I had a lot of respect for him. So Yeah.
Fair play. I can understand.
Pretty... Which is how it should be in a relationship.
Yeah, definitely, especially one in the public eye. What do you make of Jess and Sammy winning? You think they were the...
Oh, I love Jess and Sammy. Like, I was rooting for them the whole way. I think...
Do you think they'll last?
For me, yeah, I do. For sure.
Go on, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, with Jess and Sammy, like, Jess didn't really like anyone but Sammy. So I feel like her whole Love Island journey was literally for him. And I feel like she was so true to herself. And I feel like that's why she deserved it, because she only wanted that one person and she got him. And I know that Sammy obviously kissed a few girls before him and Jess were actually together, but actually living with them, he is literally obsessed with her. Like, honestly, them two are laughing all day, every day. And even seeing them outside the villa now, like, obviously me and Mitch went on a double date with them and stuff like that. They spend literally every single day with each other. So, yeah, I definitely think it will last, and they're really, really cute.
Now, I always like to ask people when they've come out of the villa, and again, it's no shade, it's just people's opinion, because what we see in our night, you live with it, do you know what I mean? 24 hours, so you know the ins and outs, the waltz and all. So I want to ask two questions. Who do you predict will be the next couple to break up? And what couple do you think will go all the way?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say, I do think Jess and Sammy will go all the way, because my reasoning is, obviously, what I've said before, but I've been out with Jess and Sammy. Jess's girlfriends and Sammy's boyfriends are, they've all gone on holiday together. They're literally like a big friendship group. And
that's
I feel
so
like,
nice.
Regardless of Love Island, they would have met on the outside, because there's so many mutual friends. Mm. And I do think it's going to last. In terms of who I don't know who's going to break up next, to be honest. I think the final four are all really, really strong. Mm. I couldn't say. Like, I've seen Whitley and Locken out. They seem really strong. Ty and Ella seem really strong. Obviously, she's moved down to London, is living with him. Zach and Molly, again, like, they've been to America. So it's like, honestly, I could not say. I honestly couldn't say. They're all really, really strong.
Oh, fair. Well, I mean, we were hoping for something a bit more bitchy, but we'll go with it.
No, not necessarily bitchy, because you know the ins and outs. You know what I mean? In a shady way. And some people just are more compatible. Like, say, yourself and Mitch, it didn't work out. Sometimes it's just not that the couple aren't compatible. It's just whether it's a distance, life gets in the way. So it's not like a vicious thing.
No, totally.
You know what I mean? It's just life, isn't
it? Not many couples will survive at the end of the day. That's the nature of Love Island, right? Like, at the end, after a year down the line, you're in a different world. So.
Well, couples in general, couples that meet on the Central Line or at Barclays. Or do you know
who are you meeting at Barclays, Bob?
I mean, I don't even bank with Barclays, so I don't know why I said Barclays. I don't want to say what bank I bank.
Keep that one to yourself. Ella, what are you hoping to get out of your post Love Island life? What's life looking like for you now?
For me, I'm just grateful that I've been given the platform. I'm a qualified makeup artist, so I definitely want to do more makeup stuff. Obviously, I'm a champion in dancing, so yeah, there's loads of stuff. Obviously, I love my fashion too. So right now, it's just getting a plan together and how I can utilize my platform for sure. But yeah, there's loads of exciting things in the pipeline. So yeah, really excited.
Would you do more reality TV, or has it kind of scared you off Love Island?
I would never say never.
What would be the dream show? What would be if you could do anything?
I would love to do Strictly.
Would you?
Obviously, I'm a dancer. Like, Strictly would be like...
Oh, you'd piss it.
Sure.
She'd turn up. She'd have it in a bad day, man.
Well, they've just... Because Zara is the first...
Love Islander to do
Strictly. So, I mean, but for her, I think it was quite interesting. And actually, I was reading her press back interview. She's quite keen to distance herself from Love Island and kind of point to all the stuff that she's done since, which is interesting, I think. It probably does happen, right? You want to sort of show who you are separate from the show.
Yeah, for me, it's like, I'm very talented. Like, Love Island isn't who I am. Obviously, the show's helped me utilise my platform. And I obviously didn't find love, unfortunately. But for me, I'm more than just an islander. And like I said, I'm a qualified makeup artist. Obviously, I'm a dancer. I'm into the gym. So, yeah, I definitely want to use those things for sure. I'm actually very good at cooking as well. So, never know, MasterChef.
Bit of MasterChef.
MasterChef, I can see
what
it.
What would be your speciality? What can you knock up in the kitchen?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thanks, babes.
Do you know what? I'm really good at Asian food, like teriyaki chicken poke bowl. Yeah, something like that. Love that.
Oh, that is good because that's like lots of little bits as well. That's not like, you know, that's complicated. I'm intrigued. I'd like to try one actually, please, Ella. That'd be great. Send one to the studio.
Yeah, MasterChef next year, maybe.
Yeah.
Be looking out for the old teriyaki. And I always like to ask as well, so DMs aside, in terms of like WhatsApp, is there still a WhatsApp group? Has anyone left? Is it still active?
I'm actually in the Love Island WhatsApp group.
You ain't in it? Shut up.
No. So, and there's quite a few people that's not. So I think George, who left first, he was an OG, he left first, he made the group chat. And then obviously I was last bombshell. So as people were leaving... As people left, he added them, but I never actually got to meet George. And then when I left, I never got added. But he did ask me at the reunion if I wanted to be added, and I said, you know what, it's fine. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, to be fair, if once you've been added to a million WhatsApp groups, you're like, you know what, it's all right. I'll just keep to the people I know.
Yeah. I heard through the grapevine that nothing really goes on in there. So I was just like, I'm not missing out.
Yeah. I've heard it's normally dead a few weeks after. Do you know what I mean? So by now,
well, there's too many people in those groups, right? It's not like you're going to sort of sit around and
the thing is as well, so much starts happening where like everyone's life changes. People start speaking to the press and doing interviews. It becomes more people all in separate like messages, just direct voice noting. Have you seen what that bitch said? Have you seen what he said? Or you see who he's been packed with?
That's exactly what's happening. Like everyone was just messages who they want to like separately now. But the thing is, like, we're all going to events at the moment, like we're all very busy, so we're literally bumping into each other all the time. So it's not like I'm not going to see my fellow islanders. I see them all the time at events. So
fair.
And in terms of social, one last question, I'll let you go, my lovely. Have you come across much trolling? Because a lot of people, obviously, when you go on a reality show, unfortunately that brings a lot of trolling sometimes.
Yeah, I can't lie. Like, I have come across trolling for sure. But I've got to admit, like, 90% of my messages are all really, really nice. Like, I've got a few fan pages. Like, people are honestly so lovely.
Blue tick dicks in the DMs.
But you do, obviously, of course, I get a few odd messages that aren't very nice. But, yeah, just blocking them. For me, they're people with no pictures in the profile picture with zero followers. Like, it's just silly. But, I have seen, obviously, a few messages, but nothing too crazy. So, I'm very lucky that majority of it is all really good.
Thank you so much for joining us, babes. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for having me on, guys. It was a pleasure.
You're so welcome. Have a lovely evening.
And you.
And hopefully our paths cross soon. Take care, darling.
Bye.
Oh, nice chat, babes.
Lovely.
Now, guys, I think it's time for a little trail. And then we're going to be back with celebrity hairdresser James Johnson. You ready for a little trail, Stephen?
I sure am, babes.
Let's go.
FUBAR Radio presents Access All Areas.
There was an interesting no-show, I thought, in Harry Styles. Apparently he didn't come because both Olivia Wilde, his ex-girlfriend, and Emrata was there too, and he was pictured kissing her recently in Japan.
Lucky cow.
Apparently he avoided because best not to be around two women you've recently been with, I guess, if you're Harry Styles.
See, if I'd have been there, I'd have said to both of them, piss off. Harry, let's go and have a gin and tonic.
So joining us now, we have Count Binface, an independent space warrior. I just wanted to quickly ask you one last question. Let's say you had won that election and you became prime minister. You know, what are some of the big things you'd like to change? What are some of the big things you believe in that our politics needs?
Well, why don't we talk about the old royal family. Because, you know, I don't wish to abolish them like some people do. No. I merely wish to solidify their ceremonial role so that they become the living, breathing version of Madame Tussauds that deep down the public wants. The
dating show. Again, I've been out on dates where people have gone, oh, like, what do you do? Why do they want pictures? And then I'll just go, oh, listen, I'll do little bits on TV, that's it. And then 2 hours later, when they've had a few drinks, they stop going, so tell me what happened with this girl. What happened with this? What happened with that? And I think I thought you didn't know.
Well, this is why I think I struggle with my date life, because I just see myself as me. You know, I'm from Oxford, moved to London. That's it. I have a great group of friends. That's as simple as my life is. When I go to date someone, I don't see myself as, oh, I'm a girl that works on TV. I just see myself as me. But then I'm reminded by some of the things that they might do.
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. We are live on Fubar Radio and we are joined now by our lovely guest, James Johnson, celebrity hairdresser. How are you, James?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. How you been? Busy?
So busy every day. Everyone needs their hair done, don't they? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
A never-ending stream. Yeah, that's the good
constant.
Thing. Yeah, people's hair grows.
That's you need why to get I done it, because Dad got made redundant years ago and I thought, I need a job that people always need.
Yeah.
Hair is
like
the
carpenters,
answer.
Plumbers,
funeral people, yeah. What are they called? Undertakers.
Yeah.
And I always thought you could be skint, but you still want your hair done.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Which means I'm always winning.
Yeah.
Happy days, babe. So, what's been keeping you busy?
Just constantly, what's he doing hair? There's always photo shoots. Then I had my thing with Anne Summers. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yes.
I was the first male to be the face of a lingerie brand like that, which is just mind blowing.
And how was that? Did you love it?
I did love it. It was scary.
Yeah.
Tell us how it came about.
So I'd done the hair for years. I don't know if you know Lucy Donlan from Love Island, funnily enough.
Oh, yeah.
Done her hair on shoots. And then Natalie, who kindly runs it along with Jacqueline, who's now sadly passed, was like, I think you should get in it. And obviously I thought they were joking. So I was like, oh, piss off. Like, it ain't April Fool's. What are you on about? And then, yeah, I'd got in, done it. And then it went really well. She said, we've got to pay you for this picture because we weren't planning on using it for usage and everything. And I said, don't pay me, give me an edit. Because the response I got wasn't just from females, it was men, like all sorts. And I was like, there's like a hidden community here that we need to talk about.
Yeah, well, yeah, good point.
So I done Christmas, was more than proud to do Pride in South Africa. And then my edit come, which I'm so proud of.
It must be such a weird feeling when you're sort of pushing boundaries like that.
Yeah.
Not kind of knowing how the reaction's going to be.
Well, exactly. I think at the time, I underestimated how big it was going to be.
Mm.
And then to do it and see the response, obviously not all positive, but I kind of thrive off that. I listened to you with Ella just now. Like, we've all been trolled, but I kind of like it. If you're not like making a fuss and people aren't pushing back on you, and then you're not doing a good job. That's what I think.
Fair. Yeah.
And if it says more about the person sat home on their phone or their iPad tapping away, sending hate to. That's how you've got to look at it.
I think it's like Donna up Yorkshire said I'd stolen women's rights. And I thought, I've not stolen anything. I spend every day of my life making women feel powerful and beautiful. Do not come for me.
No, but you think, fuck off, Don. Do you know what I mean? Like, what you're talking about? You're sausage in battered. Like, just crack on. Like, let me wear what I want to wear.
Exactly that.
It's just close at the end of the day.
The whole campaign was about you being you and celebrating everyone. Male, female, straight, bi, gay, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think for her to come at me for that, I thought, you're not included in this.
Yeah,
off you go.
No Anne Summers for you.
But yeah, that's exactly the attitude to have got. Because I think it generally is like an unhappy person. Because if you're really happy in your life, whatever your career is, you don't spit poison at people. Do you know what I mean? Whatever your industry is,
I don't know. Some people deserve to have poison spat at them, Bob. But you know what I mean.
But I just think, don't be bitter, be better.
Oh, I love that. Don't be bitter, be better.
Yeah, be better.
I'm going to put that in my bio when I leave
it. Put it in your bio.
Love it.
I'll let you have that one. But yeah, what's the point in being bitter about shit? Do you know what I mean? Wish people well, because it all comes back round. Don't dig on karma.
It does. And I think, yeah, I'm here for everyone. Celebrate who you are. And this is what life's about, right?
I mean.
So how long have you been a celebrity hairdresser?
Well, I went to basically, it's a really funny story. I went to grammar school. And obviously they push you to go to uni. Like, you have to go uni. If you don't go uni, you're like looked down upon. And I thought, fuck off, get off my back. What can I do to really going to annoy the school? I'll be a hairdresser. Because for an A-star student, to go and do hairdressing, which I think is so wrong now, they see it as like a, it's, you shouldn't do it. You should go uni and continue that. So I thought, I'll be a hairdresser. And then they all gave up on me.
So just to piss people off to start
That's
with.
What I done it. And then I thought, shit, what am I going to do now? So I got a job
with
Kate Middleton's hairdresser. That was my first job.
James Ward. James Ward? No.
Richard.
Richard Ward.
I'm not going to say his name, but we didn't get on.
Yeah, right.
Fine.
Fair.
Wasn't allowed to wear makeup. I had to cut my hair off, this, that and the other.
Really?
Left after 3 months. But, you know, sometimes you move on to better things. Mm-hmm. And then the guy who was doing X Factor was Jamie Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and worked for him. And then literally like a week after I started, I was at X Factor. And then I just learned then that I preferred styling. And then after 3 years, I left. And then Mel B rang me.
Because how old are you, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? Because I think I'm probably like 6 or 7 months older than you.
Well, I'm 27.
Yeah, I'm 28.
So, then,
I thought you look younger than me, though. So.
Oh, shut up, bless you. It can come again.
You're blushing.
So, no, I've just turned 37. So, it's interesting when you said that you almost said, I'm going to be hairdresser to piss people off. In that 10 years difference, I mean, I didn't go grammar school. That's the posh school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine weren't posh.
11 plus, I've done.
I don't know what that means.
Exams.
I did it. I've done GCSEs.
No.
It's before that.
We'll leave.
Yeah, so anyway, I didn't go to posh school, but no shade. I loved my school. But it's interesting, in that decade difference between us, and this is like, and it, maybe it was a sign of the times, but do you remember there used to be career advisors? And I remember sitting down and it was like, right, and now guess why he said this? He went, right, you've either got to be a flight attendant or an hairdresser. Can you imagine in 2023 telling, I reckon he thought I was gay. I don't know what. But to say, well, your two options in life are flight attendants, fucking scared of flying.
Yeah, you're like
or
me.
Or an hairdresser. Well, I would have been the world's worst flight attendant. You know what I mean? Then I thought about being a fireman, obviously for...
Big hoses.
Well, I just remember the calendars that you saw.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then my mum was like, no.
You didn't think about having to fight fire.
But mum was like, no, you're scared of heights. So I went, I'll do bungalows. But you can't do that, apparently. But it's funny how 10 years on that you see that as like a kickback. But that was told. I went into hairdressing because I was scared of flying. That was my two job options.
I don't see it as a kickback now. I just think.
Oh, no. But it's funny, though. Isn't it how things evolved?
Yeah, because they want you to be doctors, nurses, all that shit. And I think, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, and you didn't want to be a doctor.
No. And actually now I'm so proud to be like, I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And actually we should be pushing apprenticeships, not uni.
Yeah.
Well, because it's so expensive to go to uni.
Well, not that. It's like... well, yeah. I missed out on all the drunken nights. But other than
I'm
that,
sure you had a few.
All my friends now have student debts and they're not guaranteed jobs at the end
no.
of it.
No.
I did what I loved. I learned whilst I did it. It was hard work. I earned £60 a month for 3 years. But I had to do it. And then I saw the bigger picture. And now I'm doing what I'm doing.
It's interesting, actually, because I did go to university and did that whole thing and I trained as a journalist. And I actually say, looking back, funnily enough, that if I'd have done things differently, I would have been a hairdresser.
Really?
Because
look at us, load of hairdressers around the table.
Well, a bunch of puffs. But it's true because my friends who work in that industry now are in charge of their own destiny.
Yeah.
Like, they're all working incredible jobs in addition to other work that they might be doing sort of on the side. And I just think it's a really amazing job to be able to control your own life and what you want to do.
I would never have got Anne Summers if I'd gone uni.
Yeah.
Which is not, do you know what I mean?
If you'd have been a doctor doing heart surgery.
Exactly. I wouldn't be a lingerie.
Jacqueline weren't going to come
no,
around
she
knocking
weren't,
on
her.
The old the A&E door, go, do you want to put on some lingerie? Exactly.
So what's been kind of the highlight of your, I mean, like you said, you're in 27, of your career so far?
I feel like I'm actually one of them. I don't ever take it in because life's so crazy. Like, even to be here now, I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually here. if someone said this to me 10 years ago, I probably would have laughed.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm everything I do, I'm just like riding the roller coaster, which is such a cliche, cringe thing to say.
No,
but it's true.
No, it's the best way
and
to
And I love
be,
it.
I think.
And the thing, all the opportunities that have come up and continue to come, including this one, is just, amazing.
And do you think, obviously, when you went into hairdressing, I guess no one, or maybe the dream is people would like to do that, but did you think, I want to be a celebrity hairdresser? Or was this, when you envisioned qualifying and becoming a stylist, or was you just in a salon in your head at the time when you started training?
I don't think I ever saw the end goal. It was more just do something to earn money because I don't want to go uni.
Yeah.
I'm sick of learning. I don't want to study anymore. Yeah. Like, I hate being told what to do. That's not for me. So I just think go and do something creative. And then when I done X Factor, to see you could get paid to do different styles and change people's lives and they feel good about it, I always said the second someone stops feeling good after doing their hair, it's the second I'll stop doing it.
Yeah.
Because that's the best feeling. Mm. The money and everything that comes with it, it's just a bonus. But that feeling of you changing someone's mood, their, you know, whatever that day, that's what it's about.
And I guess it's one of them things where hairdressing, it's pure creativity, isn't
it? It's hard work. You would know that.
It's hard work. Like, long hours.
My hands kill.
Yeah, literally, on your back. My God, I'm sure that's where my back problems come from. Do you know what I mean? You start off bent over the sink all the time. Washing hair, by the way, guys. Before anyone starts speculating. But you do very long hours.
Yeah.
Late nights. But you do it because you love it. Do you know what I mean?
I think you learn to love it.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, that you can create your own destiny and you can do what you want. That's what you love about it.
Mm.
So I think to sit here now and have all that behind me and Anna Summers' collection, all the celebs I've ever done, it's just like phenomenal.
And hair's so creative, and it's one of them where you kind of, although you have a boss, if you're working in a salon, your boss is really your client, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're in and out, but they're the person you listen to because everyone's cracking on doing their own thing. And no take, no shade to like the little... That the salons that are more shampoo and set salons, do you know
they're
what I mean?
They're more qualified than me, if I'm
honest. But you get to a point where certain hairdressers want more than putting rollers in and doing...
They want your personality.
Do you know what I mean? There's only so far doing your shampoo and setting your L-necks is going to kind of get you.
I find most shoots I get in the car in silence and drive home because that day is so busy.
Yeah, you
just
don't
want
to talk.
Moment.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, a friend of mine who does TV, makeup for TV, is like, people employ me to like G everyone up.
Well, I think half of... Getting employed, besides being good, is your personality. Mm. I'm not the best. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the best, but I'll make you feel like you're the best.
Yeah, right.
And that's why I get booked.
Yeah.
But you're so right about the science, because I remember, and I guess almost especially hairdressing, but even what we do for a living now, sometimes like when everything's so hectic and we're in a crazy industry, even having the radio in the car, sometimes just silence. So yeah. You already know
in the mornings,
like,
I think, I don't want to be in radio.
I just want that little bit of silence.
And my best friend's like, do you want to grab beef? And I was like, no. I want silence.
Silent
give me
retreat.
My
in the Swedish forest or
something.
Give me
the priory, quick.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's true, and I can totally understand that. So who, if name some of the celebs that you've worked with in recent years.
Yeah, Mel B, some of your Tauri friends, Amy Childs, love her.
Yeah,
she loves you. I'm trying to think who else. Ekinsu, Love Islanders. It just, yeah.
And do they just come to you because they've seen your work? Do you get recommended? How does that sort of world work?
Well, I remember Ekin won. I didn't watch her series. I still haven't. I keep saying I will, but I've just not got time. She like basically rung me 2 days after coming out and was like, "Can you do my hair?"
And she didn't know you before that.
Didn't know her. Manager said, "Will you use James?" And I was like, Ekin, yeah, cool.
Ekin what?
I texted my friend, I was like, Ekin Sue, what do you think? She was like, do it, in capital letters. But I think it's amazing. I feel like I get to then judge them on them. You know what TV's like.
Yeah.
You don't ever get the real person.
Mm.
How have you found it? Are you pleased that you're not doing it anymore?
What, Tawi?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'd never shake. Like, for me, I had an amazing 10 years there.
It's such a platform, a big, right?
And for 10 years, like, literally, when that show started, like, our lives were... It was such a new show, do you know what I mean? And things evolve and people change. But yeah, I don't regret it for a second. Like, I absolutely loved it. And 10 years is a long time to do
it's
any job.
It's such a long time.
Such a lot. It's a decade, isn't it?
It certainly is.
But, I remember
that's
watching
a long time.
When I'd done Amy's hair, I was like, I used to watch you in bed as a 14-year-old.
Like, oh, well,
for
that
me,
is wild.
That
was
is
you
wild.
Watching me in bed?
Props.
So what was Mel B like then? Because I used to be a Spice Boy.
The best energy.
Did you sing to her?
I can't sing.
Nor can I, but I still
do. I remember
do.
The job got cancelled. I went to wherever she was staying in London, it got cancelled. And whoever she was living with made us Victoria sponge cake. So the job got cancelled, we all sat around the table eating cake. I got in the car among mine and was like, I've just sat with a Spice Girl eating Victoria sponge.
Oh, noshing a bit of Vicky sponge. Happy day. Goals.
She was so lovely, yeah.
I interviewed Mel B once and she definitely lived up to the scary reputation until I started talking about her solo career. And then when she knew that I was... a gay and I was interested in talking about her solo music, she was all
she
in
up.
Yeah,
to be fair, like, there's no one I've done that I don't like. They're all lovely. I think if you want the best out of someone, you've got to get on with them.
You have to find a way.
Of course you do.
And if you don't, then I guess you just wouldn't work with them again.
Just don't do it again.
Yeah,
there's no need for bad blood. It's just cool, you know, our personalities didn't get on and that's fine.
And it's one of them relationships that if you don't get on with your hairdresser, it's not going to work.
And you know,
you know
they see
I mean?
everything. The amount of times people, like, I'll ask the a question.
Counselors, so many, like, yeah. I remember people coming in.
That's why my back hurts.
Yeah, like,
the weight I'm carrying.
100%. Like, they'd tell if they was having affairs. I'd tell a little throwback to one of the salons I worked in. I won't tell you which one. Don't know what's going on now with the situation, but we actually knew the wife and the husband was a client, and we knew that the mistress was also a client, which sounds terrible, but you get told when people are having affairs. So we would know one day this was the wife, this was the husband, but we also knew the mistress was coming in for a full wed of eye life.
And her husband.
And it's and the yeah. husband, and you, it's this kind of weird thing where people, like, emotionally offload on you.
Yeah.
And you just take it all on the chin.
It's the best thing when they lie. And, like, I can see your phone over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't lie to me. That's the best thing.
Do you still do hair, like, day to day?
Yes, my full time job.
Yeah, so you still have...
All the Anne Summer stuff and any of the extras, just, like, bonus. I've come from work now.
Yeah, right.
I've just done Ekin's hair.
How is Ekin?
She's great.
But have they back together?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. If you signed an NDA.
I'll do my job, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Up, do the hair.
Yeah.
Come here.
Don't ask no questions. No. Was he there?
I don't know. I didn't look.
So I won't press for too much, too. But I'm taking it that he was.
I think so.
Yeah. He's a good looking geezer.
He is, to
yeah.
be fair.
Your type? Yeah.
I don't know if I'm his type.
We'll get some hair extensions in, babes. Maybe you will,
babe,
be.
Babe, got a set of easy locks for me. Well, let's do it.
Would you ever do hair again, Bob? Can you still do it?
God, I ain't done it for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think.
I wonder if it's not a skill that, like, doesn't just leave you, but styles change and stuff, I guess.
Styles,
right? Like,
change. So, I'm not that
fucking
old.
That's the hardest bit. That is the hardest bit, though, staying up to date.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think, like, before, there would be a trend each year. Now the trend is one
seasonal,
week it's long,
right? Yeah.
One
yeah.
week it's a bob. And trying to make that happen, it's just like...
Oh. I think that I ended up going into teaching because, like, smaller salons, you know, like, out, like, rural kind of villagey salons, as lovely as that is when you're starting out and things, I got to a point where I was like, just, you know, it's the same repetitive... Unless it's, like, regular clients where you know their families and things. Then I started working in the West End. And I liked that it was always different clients. Mm. But I liked teaching more.
It's the same place every day that I just struggle with.
That was the
which
thing.
Which is why I left.
And then certain salons, where it's different clients every day and you ain't got that relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I knew when Sally's son was getting married, or do you know what I mean? Or the affair that we spoke about. But then I kind of thought, do you know, when you don't know him from a bar of soap and you're never seeing her again, like, it lost its appeal. Yeah. So I was a better teacher. But,
and then reality TV came knocking. So
and then reality came along. but yeah.
So what's we're running out of time, to be honest. But,
oh,
but
couple of minutes.
But James, what's next for you? What are you sort of?
I think
got
just
any plans
I'm so
up,
proud or? Of what we've done with Anne Summer. I just want to continue to push that message in terms of just, like, being who you want to be. Yeah. I get stopped in clubs by little girls.
Do you, like, really?
Yeah, really weird, like, random. And I think, why are you looking at me? And I realise. Or, like, even boys have messaged me, even people that don't want to be public about it on Instagram, thanking me. Like, this is for them. People who can't be themselves. You know, there's places in the world now where even wearing makeup like me, you still get killed for it.
Yeah, right.
Disgusting. So this is just slowly pushing back on that and just spreading that message.
Absolutely.
And I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, I think it's a great, especially now. I've saw just today, actually, there was an attack on a gay shop in Manchester and stuff, and it's the fifth time this
homophobic,
year that they've been attacked.
Homophobic, yeah, sorry, is still rife.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I think it's worse than ever.
Yeah. I saw that those two guys that got stabbed in outside the two brewers in Clapham, you know? Like,
it's happening. The stuff I get shouted at me on a night out, and I think I'm lucky I can take it. But to think there's somebody out there who can't take it, oh, God forbid what happens to them. So sad.
It's worse than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Definitely, we kind of turned a corner, and now it's gone completely back the other way.
We've had some like drag race queens come in, haven't we? And said that the reaction to them from, like, when they're out and about is changed in the last few years. It's we're in a weird space at the moment where it's not as good. We've gone backwards, basically.
We've definitely gone backwards. And I know we've spoken about this before, but the word homophobia pisses me off because you ain't phobic. You ain't scared of gays.
And also
you're just an arsehole.
You're just an arsehole.
You ain't fucking
which
scared
normally
of us.
We like,
do you know?
On that occasion, no.
You ain't scared. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of snakes. You ain't scared of the gays.
The sad thing is you're never born that way. You're taught that.
Yeah.
Who's teaching you?
You ain't born with hate.
Probably the dad in my DMs.
Yeah,
that's a whole other convo.
And on that note, where can people find you, baby, if they want to, if the dads want to slide into your DMs, James?
If you're not shopping my edit and summers, I am James Johnson on Instagram.
Love that. Thank you
thanks
so
for
much.
Having,
for
no, thank you for having
you're
me.
You're so welcome. And thank great you guys job. For listening. Great show. Thank you, Stephen.
Nice to see you, Bob.
Nice to see you, babes. And guys, we will be back next week. Until then, take care.